Welcome to the Mayo Clinic Podcast. I'm Joel Streed. Every year, thousands of amputations are performed for one reason: complications due to diabetes. But as we discuss with Mayo Clinic orthopedic surgeon Dr. Tom Shives, amputation is not so much destructive as reconstructive.
What's your goal with amputation?
The goal is always the same, no matter what you're doing the amputation for, really, and that is to restore the patient's ability to ambulate. And whether it's through the midfoot or below the knee or even above the knee, the prosthetic devices that are in use today and that are able to be fabricated today are so good that almost all of these patients can return to ambulatory status.
From your experience, what, as you approach that patient and explain the need for this surgery, what's their initial reaction and how do you get past that?
Oftentimes, these patients have had an ulcer for a prolonged period of time, and they have tried most every modality available to try and get that ulcer to heal. And most of the time, these patients welcome an amputation just to be able to get rid of the problem. Sometimes the pain, but more often the problem of a non-healing ulcer or associated infection of the bone. When you talk to these patients about an amputation, of course, it's a blow. And it's devastating sometimes to the patient, sometimes to their family. But when you then talk to them about the rehabilitation possibilities and the fact that within a few days of the amputation, they will probably be able to resume ambulation, most of them are more than accepting of the procedure.
Have you had patients that come up to you afterwards and say, "Why did I wait so long?"
All the time. And believe it or not, I have an awful lot of patients upon whom I have performed an amputation who are forever grateful.
It seems so counterintuitive, yeah. But...
And I can remember remarking to my residents sometimes, can you believe that when they see a patient that'll come up and they may not know they've had an amputation, and I think to myself or remark to my resident, isn't it amazing? You cut somebody's leg off and they're grateful.
How closely do you work with the folks from amputee services? I imagine that has to be a very close connection. Is it consulting before surgery to figure out what's going to work best and things like that? And explain that relationship.
Well, we often consult with the wound care people preoperatively. And oftentimes these patients have been followed for a considerable amount of time by the wound care people trying to get their wound to heal. And we do everything we can to get a wound to heal before we suggest amputation as an alternative. But when amputation becomes a reality and maybe the only option available, then we like to have these patients see the rehabilitation specialists who also will work closely with the wound care people to talk to the patient about what's available in terms of prosthetic devices postoperatively. And that's very helpful. We sometimes even have former amputees visit these patients preoperatively to show them what sort of a function they can expect postoperatively. There are a lot of people who don't know or believe that if you do an amputation below the knee and you fit the patient, if the operation is done appropriately and you fit the patient with a good prosthetic device, most people will hardly know when they see them ambulate that in fact they have an amputation.
I have to imagine that's, as you say, that's the goal. I mean, to never even know.
Right.
How has the advancement in prosthetics changed the way that you have to handle surgery? I mean, you have the computerized knees and things like that now. Has that made a difference in how you approach
it? It really hasn't made a difference. The only thing that we need to be careful of is that we do the surgery in a manner that will allow the prosthetist to fabricate a prosthesis that will fit correctly and in and around the best stump possible. It's extremely important from a technical standpoint to do this operation well, because a stump that isn't configured correctly or an amputation that's done incorrectly makes the prosthetist's job much more difficult.
Leads to a follow question. If the unfortunate occasion arises where you need an amputation, what do you consider for a surgeon? What should you look for? Are there certain certifications or anything that you should consider looking for?
I think that probably the most important thing is to find a surgeon who has done a fair number of these. And that's true with any kind of surgical procedure that you are considering. The problem is, in some areas, many orthopedic surgeons or general surgeons in some cases don't do a lot of these procedures. And it may be, if that is the case, that where you should go to a center where they do a lot of these. And so the important thing there is to ask your surgeon if he's comfortable doing this procedure and how many of them he's done.
Where do you see this science advancing? Can we advance this in any way?
There's no question. And I think the major advancements will come in prosthetics, not in surgical techniques. And already we're seeing significant improvements in prosthetic devices for patients who have high leg amputations or high extremity amputations, that is above the knee or even at the level of the hip, or an operation we call a hemipelvectomy. It's not very common in dysvascular disease or in diabetics, but for some patients with cancer, it may be necessary to do an amputation which includes the entire extremity plus half the pelvis. As you can imagine, it's very difficult to use a prosthetic device with an amputation at that level. But because the prosthetics are so much better than they used to be, some of these patients are ambulating quite well with a prosthetic device, which was most difficult for them just 10 years ago.
Diabetes is often a disease that, if you manage it correctly, I don't have to be your patient.
Well, that's true. Diabetics have to do several things to prevent the complications, including amputation. And probably the most important thing is to keep their blood sugar under control. A second thing that they have to do is stop smoking if they smoke. And another thing that they have to do is take care of their feet. If you do those things, you may be able to stay out of the hands of the amputee surgeon. But just like all of the complications in diabetes, most of them can be avoided by careful control of the blood sugar. Now, of course, part of the problem is there are a lot of people out there who have diabetes, who have elevated blood sugar, who have never had it checked, who don't know they have diabetes, and the first sign of diabetes is when they come in with a sore or ulceration on their foot that's caused by the diabetes, and they never even knew they had it.
What's your advice to, does that pretend to get your regular checkup?
That's
simple,
right.
As that?
You gotta get a checkup, and it's a simple blood test, a simple blood glucose test that'll tell you whether or not you have diabetes.
Is that something you need to ask for? Is that just part of the regular routine?
It should be routine. Certainly over the age of 40, I'm sure that a blood glucose is a routine part of the general examination. And of course, if you have a family history of diabetes, you're more likely to have it, and so you ought to be sure that you go in and get your blood sugar tested along with a chest x-ray and other routine blood studies. The incidence of diabetes keeps going up. And that's secondary to obesity, uncontrolled obesity in this country, an epidemic of obesity. And obesity is strongly associated with diabetes. And there are a lot of patients who have an elevated blood sugar who can keep it under control just by losing weight and exercising and watching what they eat. But obesity is a huge problem. And so I don't foresee any decline in the need for amputations in the future, unfortunately. But the other thing that diabetics need to understand is that this is a very serious complication, because a third to a fifth of those patients who have an amputation will end up requiring an amputation in the opposite extremity within the ensuing 5 years. Mm. And a significant number of patients who have an amputation secondary to the diabetes will end up dead within 5 years.
Further complications
of diabetes. So it's an indicator not only of the fact that they have diabetes, it's a complication of diabetes, but it's also an indicator of the severity of their disease.
Do we almost take diabetes for granted nowadays, do you think? It's theoretically so easily controlled that we don't pay enough attention to it, to how dangerous it really is?
Well, I think that's true. It's in a sense somewhat like high blood pressure in that it's a silent killer. sometimes patients don't think it's that important to control their high blood pressure or to control their blood sugar until it's too late, until some sort of catastrophic event.
And as you say, so many don't even realize they have it.
And for diabetics, that could be an amputation, could be a heart attack, or could be a stroke. But they have blood vessel, systemic blood vessel disease, so they can have all sorts of complications if their blood sugar isn't controlled. If you can control your blood sugar, you can avoid the complications.
Thanks for joining us. For more information on the various podcasts available for Mayo Clinic, go to mayoclinic.org/podcasts.